Would you be the boss if your subordinates had a vote? Would your boss be your boss if you had a vote? Tough questions. Don't answer those out loud. I was blown away. I said, well, how about scratching each other's back, you know, playing political games? He looked at me with utter disdain, as if to say, Stephen, duh. He said, the very existence of this country depends upon these people. We have no army or navy to speak about. And we're surrounded by a quarter of a billion people who don't even want us here. Do you really think we'd use popularity as a criterion? I mean, the very fact that Sharon asked Netanyahu to be his defense minister, with whom he's going to run against in the election to be held in January, tells you that the love and loyalty of the country is a higher criterion. You see, that's the balanced report card approach. The industrial age uses financial accounting. The knowledge worker age uses a balanced report card, which also includes financial accounting. The problem with financial accounting is that it is after the fact. A balanced report card is leading data, not lagging data. It tells you about the health and welfare of the goose. So you can prevent, not treat. That's why all of us here should have two doctors, a prevention doctor and a treatment doctor, because they operate out of different paradigms. They won't admit that, but it's true. A few use both paradigms, treatment and prevention, but they are true exceptions. In fact, even my prevention doctor has no respect for complementary medicine, because I go to a herbologist as well, and he just totally laughs at it. Why? It's not mainstream yet. But the public's gradually getting educated. No one has the total answer. It takes great humility. It takes great humility. I had a grandson, had a serious medical problem, and the doctor was too proud to get the history from the doctor in Hawaii where they had just moved. And if they had looked in depth, this doctor was so knowledgeable and so expert, he could have found the genesis of the problem. His whole diagnosis would be different. Eventually, he had to, because we had to take the responsibility to get the doctor in Hawaii to give this history and insisted that he look at it. And as soon as he did, he said, I didn't realize that. Another time, we had a child with a problem, and medicine was given. Chemistry. And I said to Sandra, does he know this is an infant? Because that seems like a huge dosage. Oh, I think so. I said, do you know so? Would you want to risk it? We were listening to the football game, and he was at the football game. So we called him up. Irritatedly, he said, what is it? And we were watching the football game. We knew how hot everything was going on. We're ready to give this medicine. We just wanted you to ask this question. Did you realize this child is 4 months old? Oh, no. No. I didn't realize that. See, who had to take responsibility for the health of the children? And for your own health, you have to. You've got to be so actively involved. You're not some passive person that just lets people do the two modalities of medicine, surgery and chemistry, without your education and involvement. This is becoming all the more important. We just had another grandson who had 42 apnea episodes, which means he passed out. and the mother had to learn CPR and became a teacher of it. The father was an MD himself. They had to save that boy's life. Many times they had wrong dosages, wrong treatment. There was one nurse they could depend upon more than any other person, a nurse who knew more about what was happening than the doctor. The baby had RSV. They didn't know exactly what the diagnosis was. Boy, we went for many months. I'm saying this because the same thing happens in organizational life. You don't want to mess around with cultural DNAs arbitrarily, unilaterally, disrespectfully. You don't. You can screw things up so badly, particularly if you have formal authority. And those who have formal authority, make your mind up only to use it as the court of last resort, never first resort. And if you sense that people are fearful and there's been a kind of a codependent culture developed and a kiss-up culture, always make it legitimate to push back. Give your opinion last, not first. Get other people's out, and they will be watching you all the time to see what your attitude is. And when you overstep your bounds, acknowledge it, apologize. Back up, be open to pushback, to feedback. Everyone needs it. We all make mistakes. We have to have feedback systems that tell us about this. See, this is all part of the knowledge age tool set, is feedback systems and balanced report cards. Really, it is necessary.